This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Wade Goodwin. Let's get ready to puzzle! No, it's not boxing, but it's like boxing, so keep your hands up as we play the puzzle. And joining me now is Will Shortz. He's, of course, the puzzle editor and boxing coach for the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Wade.
So, Will, refresh our memories. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, I said, think of a business that's found in most towns. Its name consists of two words, each starting with a consonant. I said, interchange the consonants and you'll get two new words, neither of which rhymes with the original words. What business is it? And the answer was car wash. Switch those letters, you get war and cash.
Very clever. Well, more than 900 loyal listeners figured it out, and our randomly selected winner this week is Tom Serb of Woodridge, Illinois, and he joins us on the line now. Tom, congratulations.
Why, thank you, Wade.
So, Tom, I gather this was your first time playing the puzzle. How'd you find it?
I belong to Mensa, and there's an American Mensa group on Facebook. Someone had posted last week's puzzle, and I thought, that looks interesting, and I went to the NPR website and solved the puzzle.
Mensa, the High IQ Society. Wow, I've always wanted to join, but you'll understand we have to ask, what's your IQ?
You know, I honestly don't know. It's been tested a number of times. It's pretty high. I believe it's over 160.
160, wow. Well, you should have no problem. Without further ado, Tom, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready.
Okay, Will, let's play.
All right, Tom and Wade. You'll have to be quiet for today's puzzle. That's because every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with the consecutive letters S-H-H, as in shh. And specifically, the first word in the answer will end in S-H and the second will start with H. For example, if I said a Celtic stringed instrument, you would say Irish harp.
Okay.
All right, number one is period in the morning and evening when traffic is busiest.
Rush hour.
That's right. Number two, former name of Belize.
British Honduras.
That's it. Headwear for a motorcyclist or race car driver.
Crash helmet.
Good. Yom Kippur or Hanukkah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Well, hold that answer till later, but those are not the same as Rosh Hashanah. What are Yom Kippur and Hanukkah examples of?
Jewish holidays.
There you go. Place to throw garbage.
Trash heap.
That's right. Also, ash heap or rubbish heap would work. Place to stick a worm.
Fish hook.
Uh-huh. Woodwind instrument resembling an oboe.
English horn.
There, I thought you would get that. A cheap restaurant or diner.
Hash house.
Good. Instruction above a sink to restaurant employees.
Wash hands.
Good. Best-selling song by a wide margin. It's like a number one song or even bigger than that. You'd call it what?
Oh, a smash hit.
A smash hit. How about the Jewish New Year?
Rosh Hashanah.
There you go. Building next to a church used for social activities.
A parish house.
Good. 1960s, 70s pitcher for the A's and the Yankees, who played on five World Series winning teams.
Catfish Hunter.
Ah, I'm impressed. Good. Elevated, far north part of the British Isle. And it's where people wear kilts and play bagpipes.
Scottish Highlands.
Scottish Highlands, is it? Part of Upper Manhattan with a large Latino community. And Wade, you used to live in New York.
Yeah, let's see. Spanish Harlem?
Spanish Harlem, good. And here's your last one. A place to call if you need tech assistance for an Apple computer.
I'm afraid I've never owned an Apple.
Well, that's okay. It's nothing specialized here. What's an Apple computer in general?
Macintosh.
Macintosh Help?
Macintosh Help, is it? Good job.
That was fun.
Tom, you're a genius.
I suppose some people think so.
Great job, Tom. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Tom, tell us your public radio station.
WBEZ 91.5 in Chicago.
Tom Serb, genius of Woodridge, Illinois, thanks for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you, Wade. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Will, what do you have to puzzle us for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Henry Hook of Brooklyn. Think of a well-known celebrity who goes by a single name, the last two letters of which are alphabetically separated by only one letter, like A and C or B and D. Replace this pair of letters with the one that separates them, and you'll have a common everyday word. What is it? So again, a well-known celebrity with a single name, last two letters are alphabetically separated by only one letter. Change those two to the letter that is between them, and you'll get a common everyday word. Who's the celebrity, and what's the word?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, September 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Wade.